This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Glad you're with us this evening. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Sarah Griffin with the organization Lunch with a Purpose. Good evening, Sarah. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm doing awfully well. Wanted to get together with you tonight. In fact, I think we decided we're going to do this pretty much every Wednesday night about this time to talk about what's on the agenda tomorrow, the event and the organization you'll be working with. Every Thursday from noon till 1 o'clock, you help out an organization in the Lansing area. Who is it tomorrow?
Tomorrow we will be visiting the medical care and rehab services of Ingham County out at 3860 Dobie Road. It's an inpatient medical care and rehab facility, and so we will be helping to serve lunch and clear lunch for the patients that are staying there now, as well as just visit with them and talk to them and hang out. It's a lot of elderly patients, and not a lot of them, you know, get tons of visitors, have family out of town and things, so it's nice. We went there last year and was nice to just have, you know, take some time to talk to them and have them and visit with them and see what they have to say.
Well, and I love when you and I have talked before, I love how it's this organization is about doing anything that's necessary. A few weeks ago, it was with the jigsaws and cutting out silhouettes out of plywood. This week, it's about, you know, just visiting with patients and serving lunch. And this organization is about doing whatever's necessary for the group at the time.
Absolutely. Whatever is needed for any of the many, many amazing organizations in the area here, anything that we can do to help them, we are more than happy to and lucky to be able to do it.
How do you pick what each week's event will be? How does that process happen?
At first, we just started trying to think of things on our own and calling places and just seeing who was receptive, who, you know, wanted and needed help. And after the ball kind of got rolling with that, we now have people approaching us through our website and Facebook page with different ideas, and we actually are booked, have everything scheduled all the way through May, so we're starting on June now, and ideas and places keep coming in. And now that it's been over a year, a lot of the places, you know, that we went to when we first got started, like what we're doing tomorrow, they're really excited to have us back, and we're happy to go back and see them again after, you know, quite a long time.
Now, last Saturday was a big event for you. Tell us about the I Was Here event.
We had an awesome turnout at the Geyer Community Center where the silhouettes that we helped cut out a few weeks ago, and we painted all of them, and they had a bunch of performers, local youth, that did a really great job. And it was kids, adults, everybody throughout the community coming to support the bully side event. All the cutouts were representing kids that have taken their own lives from being bullied, and they made them all personal. They had 35 kids read the signs that they put on all the individual silhouettes, representing each individual kid, what they like to do, hobbies, and things like that. And now all of the silhouettes are currently being set up at Patton Gill Middle School, and then they're going to Dwight Rich after that. And it's going to be a traveling art display. So these life-size plywood silhouettes are going to be in the hallway, the library, the lunchroom at these different schools so that the kids can actually see this was a real person that, you know, took their own life because they didn't feel like anybody understood them, you know, so that it will give them a lot better perspective on how they treat people.
Well, they won't be able to walk by them without it making an impact, that's for sure. I mean, the silhouettes, as you said, are life-size and painted black and holding a sign that meant something to the person involved.
Yeah, and even, you know, when the kids were reading the signs at the event, they were like, sat there and were like, this could have been me. You know, I like to ride my skateboard. I like to, you know, ride my horses, whatever. You know, they can relate to them. And, you know, it really makes them think a lot about, you know, how you treat people. And, you know, it's just as easy to smile to someone in the hallway as to brush past them. And, you know, this makes it really realistic for them.
I love the fact that it's a traveling display, and it starts at Pattengill this week?
Yes, and then it'll be at Dwight Rich after that. And if people are interested in checking out pictures, getting more information, they can search I Was Here on Facebook. There's a Facebook page for the event with all that, and I'm sure they will keep updating it where it will be traveling to after that.
There's another event coming up this Thursday that Lunch with a Purpose is involved with, and it's called Laugh with a Purpose, an Earth Day Lansing benefit. Tell me about that.
Yep, it's actually on Friday. It will be at 7 o'clock at the Temple Club in Old Town Lansing, and it is in conjunction with the Be the E Earth Day Old Town Scrub that will be starting at 10 a.m. on Friday, and then at 7 o'clock will be the comedy show, and there will be Kathy Dunbar is headlining it. And there's going to be some other special guests, Tim Schmidt and Malik Angus. And you can get tickets at the Old Town office, which is at 1232 Turner Street, or you can order them by phone at 485-4283. And it will be benefiting the Old Town Commercial Association as well as Lunch with a Purpose.
And the scrubbing of Old Town, is that what you said?
Yeah, they're doing all sorts starting at 10 o'clock on Friday. You can get more information at earthdaylansing.com. And they're going to be doing all sorts of events throughout the day, cleaning up Old Town, doing a lot of recycling where people can bring in items to recycle. They're doing a mural painting with Big Brothers Big Sisters and giving away a bunch of white pine seedlings, which we helped at one of our other Lunch with a Purpose events get stuff ready for that.
Well, you certainly are the person to go to. You know every event going on in this city, don't you?
There's a lot going on, a lot of great stuff going on. There's a lot of awesome people in the community that are really trying to make it a better place around here. And so we are happy to help any of them however we can.
Well, and again, I love how Lunch with a Purpose started. It was just a few folks who got together and decided to try to make a difference. And clearly you're making it.
It has been wonderful, a gift to all of us.
Well, very good. We'll look forward to talking with you next week. See, now we're making it even more public, so we're encouraging people to join in as well, correct?
Absolutely. The more the merrier. Tomorrow they've got two lunchrooms at the rehab facility, so the more smiling faces, the better.
Very good. And that is at the Ingham Medical Care and Rehab Center, 3860 Dobie Road in Okemos. Thank you so much, Sarah. We'll look forward to talking with you again.
Thanks. Sounds good.
Thank you. Sarah Griffin with the organization Lunch with a Purpose. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.